I think one of the most rewarding things I probably do is working with people to clarify just what it is they want to be doing in life and which direction to be going in order that they have a sense of engaging in purposeful activity and indeed meaningful work. And I think this is particularly on my mind at the moment, just because for the last few weeks I've been focusing in this area with different people of wildly different ages, and yet the same kind of questions arise. So, you know, talking with a number of people in their very early 20s who really have been grappling with, well, what's my career path? Where am I heading? And, you know, what should I be doing? And the kind of school's career approach didn't seem to really be very helpful for them, apparently. And so I tend to go a different route, which is to actually fall back on a number of ways of asking questions that take us to the heart of the matter. To give you an example, many, many moons ago, Alan Watts had an interesting question that he would ask in a variety of different ways, but essentially it boiled down to saying, if money was no object, what would you like to be doing? And however you come at that, you're really, of course, saying, let's separate the money and remuneration from the activity, and let's be clear about, well, what would be the optimal activity as far as you're concerned? What would you want to be doing? And that immediately takes us into questions about what is satisfying to you, what is meaningful to you, what is energizing for you, and what allows you to feel that what you're doing is worth continuing to do and could be the basis of a fulfilling life. Now, obviously, there are very good reasons for wanting to get clear about this. Not least, if you spend at the minimum a third of your life working, might be a smart idea to be doing something that is rewarding. But of course, people often think that rewarding must mean financially. And yes, you know, you need to be able to eat, you need to be able to pay the mortgage or whatever it may be. But I think very often people jump straight to economic necessity as they perceive it, rather than getting clear about what I would really get turned on by doing is this. Now, how could I do this and derive some kind of worthwhile income from doing it? And at the start of a professional life, it's an important question, but you know, it's just as important down the road, 30s, 40s, even 50s, because I've worked with people who have been in the bizarre position of spending years doing something they really did not enjoy because they felt constrained and that they had to, because this was the only way they knew how to bring home the bacon. And that kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to me, just because you end up then living your life doing something you don't like in order that you can do more of it tomorrow again. What? So really, whatever one's age, I think these questions get to be really important. For myself, I know that many moons ago, I became very clear that the most rewarding things for me were being able to engage with people so that they could create the kind of life that was meaningful to them. I just found it incredibly rewarding, basically, to be assisting people to become really more of who they could be. And I found it very motivating. It got me up in the morning and it made me, you know, create a variety of businesses that are based on that fundamental premise that it's possible to find what is meaningful to you. It's possible to move in that direction. You don't have to give up the day job necessarily, but you gradually edge in the direction that makes sense to you. And so for me, that's been unbelievably satisfying, fulfilling, and frankly, intensely moving, so that I end up having people, you know, coming back and saying, like happened a couple of weeks ago, I'd like to give you this book. Without you, this book would not have been written. And a little dedication inside, which is just lovely. So I guess the question, it doesn't matter what our age is if you separate the money from what you love to do, what would you love to be doing? And how might you begin to move in the direction of doing more of that? Creating your own legacy happens on a daily basis by having intention to move in a direction that's right for you.